Hey, this is Rich.
This is Cass.
This is Jacob.
This is Luke.
Yes, c'est
Nina. Salut, c'est Jonathan Mercier.
Welcome to the Hillsong Creative
Micropod.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Hillsong Creative Micropod. I'm here today, Thomas Langton, here with my family, Cass, Rich, and of course my sister, Lily Langton, but to me it's just Mum and Dad. We thought that it was about time to do a Family Thursday, so let's just jump on into it.
Okay, well, that was Tom. He's our son for all of you Micropod listeners. And today is a family
takeover
edition of the Micropod. And we just thought that over this period, Tom wasn't actually going to do the intro, but he decided that was a good idea.
I'm just that good.
Anyways. We decided that we had we'd spoken to a lot of adults about this time in isolation and the coronavirus period and all of that. We talked to a lot of parents and I guess given a lot of advice around that, but we hadn't talked to really any kids. And so today's the day. Guys, this is your one opportunity to talk to the Micropod audience, to all of our team around the world and a whole bunch of people. And that'll be great. So, Lils.
Hi.
There you go. Cass, I think you had something that you wanted to start off with.
I've just got some fun, really quick questions, guys. Buzz in. Ready? Just so the Micropod listeners can know who you are. Okay. What's your name and what's the meaning of it?
Buzz. Well, my
nice
buzzing in. Well, my name is Lily, but it's actually Olivia, and it's Olive, as in the tree of peace.
I love that.
Yes, thank you.
My name is Thomas Richard Langton. It's a strong
name.
Yes,
it's a powerful name, but Thomas, no idea what it means, but it's good.
Like the disciple.
Are you serious? It means doubter. But the reason we called you Thomas is because Thomas was the first guy in the Bible to actually worship when he saw Jesus. He said, "My Lord and my God," and he fell to his knees. So you were called Thomas because you're going to become a worshiper. All right, guys.
It's good.
Chocolate at room temperature or in the fridge?
Room temperature.
Buzz in.
Buzz.
Yes.
Cold chocolate is the worst.
Yeah,
no, definitely.
It's too hard.
Okay.
It's crunchy.
If you are listening, please let us know what you think. Cold or room temperature chocolate. I'm a cold chocolate all the way guy.
Okay.
No.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Buzz, I am thinking either neuroscientist or criminal lawyer.
Ooh.
Buzz. Yeah. Not really any idea, but some sort of artist or something.
Nice. Okay. Okay. What's your dream holiday?
Anywhere.
Disneyland.
Okay. Would you say you're an introvert or an extrovert?
Introvert.
You didn't
extroverted
buzz.
Oh, buzz. Introvert. Buzz, extroverted introvert.
Okay. If you could have a delivery to your door right now, what would it be?
Buzz.
Yep.
Something good.
Oh, come on, that's a cop-out.
Buzz, I would have a big bowl of pasta.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. You can make that yourself. All right, so in this time, guys, you've been doing school from home. You've had the school holidays over this period at home. And now, Lils, you're back at school, and Tom, you're back at school.
Yep.
What would you say the biggest thing that you've learnt in this season has been? Just to start off with something easy.
Sure. Well. Probably dedication. I would normally think that I am quite studious and focused, but actually telling myself to do what I need to do has been harder than I thought it would be.
From home?
From home, yeah. All of my classes and assignments and whatnot.
Would you be the same, Tom?
Yeah, I also think that I've learned that I'm not a morning person. Waking up at 8:30 just to like stumble out of bed to sign into school. It's not great.
But you seem to be really good at midnight at night when you're making TikToks.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we've been in a little bit of trouble for staying up late in this season. Do you think that discipline is harder in this time? Like
yeah.
You said that kind of. Yep.
Yeah. Normal life obviously has the routines of normal life at school and school bells and homework has to be done by a certain date. So without all of that, it's harder to get things done.
Yeah. What about things like, you know, in this season, do you think kids, and you speak for yourselves, but your friends and all that, do you think that it's been an unsettling time, or has it been pretty normal?
A bit of both, I guess. I think that it's certainly different and a little unsettling, but kind of good to step away from everything and realize what's important, as cliche as that is.
Yeah. How about you, Tom?
I quite like the staying home aspect of homeschool. And so I've liked all of this, not having to go to school.
Is it because your mum's such a good principal?
Look, I don't know about that. Maybe. Right. It might be. I don't think so. But.
Okay, what's been the most enjoyable thing about this season?
I'm not sure. I've liked all of it. I've liked just being at home, spending time with all of you guys, getting to do stuff that you wouldn't be able to do normally.
Like what?
Look, well, without giving away too much, no, being able to, like how we went camping in the school holidays, just down the back and being able to do creative things and FaceTime people that we normally wouldn't be able to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah, and read books and make art and all the things that I wouldn't do in my real life.
What's been some of the most creative things that you've done in this season that you didn't expect to do?
Some of our, us and some of our friends in LA have started a thing called Corona Creatives. And so we've been drawing every day a character from a different movie. So that's been really fun.
Creative. Yeah, I took up digital art. It's been a whole new frontier for me.
So, yeah. What's the app that you're using?
Procreate.
Yeah.
It's great. Highly recommend.
Would you say in this time it's been easier to be creative?
I would think so.
I think there's more time to be creative, not that it's easier.
Mm. Right. Do you think that your headspace is a bit clearer?
Yes, I would. And I, with the extra time, I've realised the beauty and the things to create and things I normally wouldn't notice, like the outdoors and the way things are placed on a table and whatnot.
Right.
Tom, you have been doing some pretty fun creating of a guy called Freddie.
Yes.
Do you want to tell me about him?
I've got a new friend called Freddie and Flanagan and Trevor in the works.
What are they?
It's been good fun. We've actually been making puppets in isolation, quarantine.
Like the Muppets, right? Like
yes.
Real puppets.
Like real proper puppets.
What brought that about?
I'm not really sure. It was sort of just we were bored, I guess, about halfway through isolation. Saw a YouTube video of a guy making them. And so Dad thought that it couldn't be that hard. So just went
so
for
you
it.
Had a go.
Yeah.
And was it that hard?
Look, not as hard as I thought it was going to be. It was pretty, I'm not going to say it was easy, but it wasn't as complicated as I once thought it was going to be.
All right, switching gears just a little bit. When it comes to online church and online youth and things of faith and all of that, have you found it harder to engage with church or and God or easier?
I don't know about Tom, but I think church has got a whole different dynamic now, so that I've had to work a little bit harder to get the same connection or whatever as I would have. But it's maybe been good because I've read my Bible and done devotionals more and differently to I would have. So then even though it's different, it's a whole new facet of following God.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit harder to sort of click into the, like almost a mindset of going to church.
Right.
Because it just feels like every other day. Same with school. You have to sort of switch on to be there. Where if we were going to real church, or I say real church, but the place of church, it's more like you see the people that you see at church and it's the place of church and it's all those things.
Yeah. And some of those, the
triggers sort of.
Yeah. Like the routine of going to that place and doing that thing. We've talked on the Micropod before about the need for structure and sort of disciplines and personal disciplines, even in your day to so that you feel like, in the instance of church, you feel like you've been to church. And I think even we've talked about the discipline of attending the same service and even our tambourine that we haven't used it for a couple of weeks, but things like that are good. They make it feel like you're actually actively involved.
What about Connect Group? What does that look like in this season?
We are still going, most definitely. We have done it a whole lot more than we normally would, which is kind of fun that connection is a thing that we've really put time into when real life wouldn't allow us to have dinner. We can now have dinner together separately and connect like that.
Yeah, sort of just the same things. It's a lot more frequent, which is fun, but Yeah, it's good.
I love that. Well, guys, I don't know if we've got too much more time for, in the micropod today. So one last question.
Oh, I was actually just going to make one last statement.
Okay.
And that was I have watched in our team over this season a whole lot of parents inspiring their kids towards creativity, and I've loved it. Mm. So like Joe on the Sunshine Coast, her daughter just started a new Instagram feed this week about creativity, and I've watched the Andrew kids begin to do things. I've watched people start to read books together and actually explore different creative expressions. And I feel like it would be really fun to hear from our listeners about what they've been doing or kids in their world have been doing and families have been doing. The guys were telling me today, the guy who was the producer of Jojo Rabbit.
Ah.
His name is?
Taika Waititi.
Yeah. He's been reading Roald Dahl books with famous celebrities and doing some really fun things for kids to get them stirred. So I just think it'd be fun throwing it out there to all of you. What have you been doing with your families? What have you been doing with your kids? Yeah. Engage with us on our social media platforms at hillsong.creative and let us know. We would love to see what is inspiring your families.
Yeah. And the reality is that the church is broad, it's young, it's old, and it's everything in between. And I think there's creatives across every age group and every demographic. And so in this time, it's great to embrace our creativity and encourage our kids to do that. Like I said, we want to hear from you. We'd love to know what you're doing with your kids and your family. And we hope that our family has encouraged you today. So have a good day. We love you guys. And we'll talk to you again on the Micropod. Bye.
Thanks
guys
for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tom.
Welcome to this week's edition of Birthdays with Brad. You can count on us to be the weekly light that guides you on your path towards chronological maturity. Many people have been writing in asking for birthday shout-outs for themselves or a friend, and I'd encourage you to do just that. Our administration department here at Birthdays with Brad is second to none, and would love to hear from you and see how we can help make your birthday dreams come true. Or both. Thanks for laughing, guys. The truth is, we don't have an admin department, it's just me, but we have some very special birthdays to celebrate this week, so let's get to it. Nico Paz, Tim Arrow, Chris Herring. You know, I can't quite put my finger on it, Chris, but there's something fishy about your name. Happy birthday anyways. Tanya Das, Sebastian Strand, the king of online church himself, Philip Sandwall from Sweden also, Dave Linney, Richard Dominguez, part of our CT team in Portugal. D, I'm sorry, I'm going to learn how to pronounce your name someday. Happy birthday, D. Pumped. William Cunningham, Dylan Kaka, Aaron Lim. You know, Aaron Lim, it's a new year. Why don't you celebrate by moving home to Brisbane? Dylan Fawcett, happy birthday, Dylan. Hannah Hobbs, at break of day in Birthdays We Rise. Brian Tullis from the Netherlands. Hannah Picard, Denny's Lima, Giovanni Amos, and I've got to say, that's a strong name for a bass player. Ryan House, he's a brick house. Jake Dalton, happy birthday, Jake. Kate Miller, Micah Rodriguez, and Sonia Van Niekerkerk, a photographer from our Hills campus. And now we have a special birthday poem entitled An Ode to Birthdays. Hope you enjoy. An ode to birthdays, soft and sweet. 1 year older, isn't it neat? So give yourself a pinch. Can you believe that it's true? All around the world, we're celebrating with you. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. We'd love to see you right back here on the Micropod tomorrow.